You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
A bit longer. We've had plenty of people ring up and say they like the introductory song, Donald.
It's a show. That is the worst song. Go.
Hey. You're just speaking over the top. You've got your chin on top of the microphone. You're speaking over the top of it.
It's a shocking song.
Well, I played a little bit more of it because people say they like it and they've never heard all the words, and we might play it in its entirety at the start of one particular podcast we do.
You brought up something I was thinking about as I was working through the week. Have you ever listened to the lyrics of the song and they're not enunciated in the, well, the words are hard to put together, and there was a song by Van Halen called Jump. Do you know the song?
Yep.
Okay, now what do you think he says just into the first couple of words before jump?
You might as well.
Do you know what I thought he was saying? Max will jump. Have you ever listened to a song and you just can't make out the lyrics?
Yeah, always. It happens.
Well, which one do you get stuck with? Maxwell Jump, and I thought it was might as well. What is Maxwell Jump?
Well, I thought the Bee Gees song More Than a Woman was Bald Headed Woman for a long time. I used to think this, singing about a bald headed woman. More than a woman. And
isn't there a song called Bald Headed Woman?
Well, I thought this was Bald Headed Woman, but they said it's More Than a Woman. But if you want to have strange words to a song, what's this the start of? A very popular, famous song by a very popular, famous artist. Hey kids, shake it loose to Hey kids, shake it loose together. The spotlights. Hey kids, shake it loose together. The spotlights. Oh, Christ, I can't think of what it is. I used to know that off by heart. Hey, kids, shake it loose together. We'll kill the fatted calf tonight, so stick around. You're going to hear electric music, solid walls of sound. So Kenny and Ronnie, have you seen them yet? Oh, because we're all spaced out. Benny and the Jets. Hey, kids, shake it loose together. The spotlights.
So what are you talking about? Is that Benny and the Jets, Elton yes. John?
Okay.
And there's Jimi Hendrix. Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Oh, it's a ripper, isn't it?
Kiss this guy instead of the sky.
Excuse me. Sky.
No, I'm not. I just looked up misunderstood lyrics.
No.
Number one is Jimi Hendrix, is excuse me while I kiss this guy instead of the sky.
No, it's the sky, isn't it?
It's the sky, but people thought it was this guy.
No, I never got that one right. No, I got that one.
What about this one? This is number two. Paul Young, every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you.
No. These are weak ones.
Sorry, sorry.
Well,
we built this city on sausage rolls.
No, on rock and roll.
Now,
by the way, I went to buy the paper today, and a guest walked right past me, a previous interviewee on this show, and didn't even acknowledge me.
Oh, who?
Ricky Nixon.
Doesn't like you.
No, he wouldn't have recognised you, Don. What were you wearing? That
what,
crap
like that
you got on now?
And a mask.
You got a mask on and a canary-coloured cardigan, which your ex-wife's obviously knitted for you.
No, this is a Pringle from Scotland.
Right, well, so that's Pringle.
Take us through what you're wearing today, Don.
You've got a baker's cap on.
I've got jacquard pants on. Stephen Green and his wife there. They operate a business called Russell Green's son. Do you know? Russell played at Hawthorne. Well, so did Stephen. And they've got a brand called Jacquard.
Jagged,
is it?
Mm. Well,
what are you smoking?
Jacquard. Well, Jagged.
Jagged, is it? Jagged. Anyway.
How do you spell Jacquard?
J-A-R-R-A-D, is it?
Jared. That's Jared.
Is that how you spell it?
Jagged, J-A-double-G, isn't it? Jagged.
I said the word jacquard.
Oh, jacquard.
Which is what you said.
J A C Q E-D.
U-A-R-D.
A-R-D?
Yeah.
Jacquard. E-D.
But it's jagged. J-A-double-G-E-D.
So why didn't Ricky look recognise you?
Oh, let's would go you tell me? He's well, a friend of you. You take him out on the boat. You get him in here.
Don, so he would have walked past you. I would have walked past you if I seen you walking that. We're wearing that. You've got a beret on, a Pringle, canary-coloured Pringle cardigan on. You've got a paisley-coloured shirt on. You've got jacquard shoes. You've got loafers on. And you had a mask on.
And while I was waiting for the coffees for you three gentlemen at the coffee shop.
Two.
There were three, or three coffees, two gentlemen. There's a girl there, she's 6'1". Now, when I was out and about, younger, you could never find a tall girl. Did you find that, Johnny? When you're out and about.
I couldn't find one.
Well, could you ever find...
Well, I didn't go looking for them, Don, but
well,
sometimes
I certainly
they appeared.
Did, but they were very... Society's grown, increased in height, isn't it?
Well, now, that's interesting you say that, Don, because if you check the front cover of the international magazine, fashion magazine called Cosmopolitan this week, they have got obese models, large, fat women modelling on the front, and they say nothing wrong with being large and fat, probably something wrong with being obese in this day and age when diabetes is claiming many people. But they said this is healthy, showing a large woman.
No, sorry, I don't agree. That shows our society has become a decadent society, and I call in and get a coffee at McDonald's on the truck.
And a Big Mac. And a Big Mac.
I do not have any of that.
On a health
but I do
kick.
Have one of those shakes that they have, you know, to give me a sugar hit. The number of fat people that line up at McDonald's. It is a disgrace.
So, Don, I'm just telling you, don't shout at me. I'm saying Cosmopolitan have got this large woman in blue leotards doing a ballet pose, and she looks like she's eaten furniture. Oh. And they say on the bottom, this is healthy. No. And they had they showed this picture on the television, and they had a doctor who said this is just disgraceful. This is disgraceful to put on the front of a magazine. It is not healthy. If you are drastically overweight, as in fact obese, he said you have a 70% extra chance of getting a heart attack, and you have a 50% chance more of getting the COVID virus, because you diabetes is usually associated with overweight people who and they said it is just a disgrace, and they're trying to be woke and inclusive and saying it's okay to be overweight and fat and obese, and it is not. This is where it's all headed. And I'll tell you where else it's headed, Donald.
What?
I'm watching the television, overseas television last night, and this reverend, I'm not sure if he's a reverend, but he's a member of the House of Representatives in America, and he was reading out a prayer. And at the end of it, he said, "And for grace of our Lord, or all that." So he said, "Amen." And then he said, "And our woman." And I said, "He said,
was he trying to be funny?"
He wasn't. He said he was trying to. He said, "You know what he said?" I wrote it down. This is what he said.
Amen. Does that mean finish?
It means, amen means it is so, or so it be, and it's a Hebrew word, and it comes from the Hebrew word A grav, M E grav N, amen. It's a Hebrew.
What's a grav? Is that like a carrot?
What's it?
Carrot. It's a French symbol.
Carrot?
Yes, it's called a carrot above a French.
I see. An oblique?
Oblique.
Or whatever. It's got one of those graves.
Graves?
Which is
a carrot.
Yes, whatever. And so it means you pronounce the A's as in A and the E as in E. So it's amen, which is a Hebrew word, has nothing to do with gender. Nothing whatsoever to do with gender. And so he said...
It shows his ignorance.
It shows where the world is. Why are we copying this stuff, this woke shit? He said... Our men and our woman. And someone said, that has got nothing to do with gender. You may as well say that monocle or a manacle. When you get manacled, you know,
manacle is something you wear.
No, I misspoke. Manacle. You know when you get manacled, tied up in handcuffs. Manacle, manners. That's got man in it. All it has nothing to do with gender, but manacle, manners, mandate, maniac, meningitis. You can say all those words have got men in them or man in them. What about menstrual cycle for a woman? Why has it got men in it? Menstrual cycle. It is nonsense. To say amen is gender. And he said, this is what he said. And this is at the end. And he said, amen and our woman. He said, it reflects in the gorgeous mosaic that is gender neutral language. It reflects in the gorgeous mosaic that is gender neutral language.
What do you think all this is? This is just a fad and it'll go for another 12 tell you months why and then people will start. There's been a couple, I've read a couple of articles from England and some journalists are starting to speak up now.
Don, it takes a few people to say we're not, like Peter Finch said, we're not copping this anymore. This is absolutely ridiculous and we're being led by the vocal minority who push this shit onto you and won't let you call your parents, your mother or your father. You'll just have to call them your parents. You are not allowed to identify by gender who you are. It is, and we cop all this because no one's going to push back because then you lapse into this dreadful territory where you get cancel cultured. You can't get employed. You can't go and speak at places. You can't do this because people rail up and there is an agenda going on and because we're so blasé and ambivalent about it all, until you think that amen stuff is just, for someone to draw the analogy that amen has got something to do with gender is extraordinary. Because I looked it up and I thought, is it anything to do with gender? And they said, nothing. It is a Hebrew word meaning amen, meaning so it be. So,
the Fox reunion we talked about last week?
Oh, man.
I've done a little bit of research, good salacious gossip going on. I went and researched because I didn't know what you were talking about. But I would like to say that there were two... What, Johnny? Talking in the microphone?
For God's sake.
Thank you. I'm glad you're opposite me telling me what to do.
And you've moved straight away from it. You just moved your head straight to the other side.
And... do you know who was number one on Mike Sheehan's guest list?
I've got nothing. I don't know what you're about to say.
No, Rod's taken a lot of heat from Mike.
Yeah, so I just want to make, before you say anything, I don't know what you're about to say, and I had nothing to do with this information.
I can vouch for Rod. He's taken a browbeating from Mike. And because Mike said...
I disclosed a private conversation.
Mike disclosed a private conversation. Rod disclosed a private conversation to me.
So whatever you're about to say, I know nothing about.
I can vouch for that, but go ahead, say it.
I'd rather you didn't, but...
No, go ahead, Don.
Lee Matthews, number one guest.
Is he? And is Lee Matthews...
What did you do then, Rod?
I didn't do anything.
What did you do?
Lee, stick to the topic.
What are you on about? Have a listen to Mr. Lee, Righteous
Lee
over here
Matthews,
worrying about
Lee Matthews.
Was number one. Now,
why? Has he ever worked at Fox?
Hang on.
He's never worked at Fox.
That's my point. That's what I was about to say.
The two guests of honour were allowed to pick eight guests. Eight. Now, some of them...
Six.
Oh, six. I was told eight.
No, six.
Some of them... crossed one another. So crossed number over. One on the Mike Sheehan list was Lee Matthews.
I didn't know that.
And did he?
So I just want to make that clear. He definitely didn't tell me that, so I'm off
the
hook.
Did he ever work at Fox, Lee Matthews?
Well, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm just saying he didn't.
Okay. I remember seeing him one day speaking about the football. He said, no, he shouldn't get the kick. That should be a free kick.
Didn't he say that once on the Fox? I don't think he's ever worked this. So what was the criteria for getting an invite? If you started the station in the first
Gary
place...
Gary Fenton's invited.
If you started the
was
station...
Was he at Fox when you were there?
No, he was at the first incarnation. He was an advisor to the first incarnation. So
what old incarnation of what?
Of Fox footy, back the first time around.
What do you mean? What, the first
it went belly up the first time.
Oh, did it really? Oh, really?
So when if you'd started Fox Sports yourself, were the designated starter of it, the originator, and you put all the programs together, without being interrupted, would you not think that you might just even in the side discussions, just off-air discussions, you might think, what about we ask the bloke who started this show, started this company, started this Fox Sport...
reincarnation of it?
No, just started it.
Reincarnation.
Would ever have a job here. What about we ask him?
You wouldn't ask an arsehole to go along. You wouldn't ask an arsehole to go along. He'd ruin the night.
What was that, Dodd?
You know what he said, just move on.
No, you said you wouldn't let an arsehole, you grew in the night. What did you say then?
He'd ruin the night.
Ruin. I thought you said it grew in the night. No, it'd ruin the night by asking an arsehole. But, well, in whose eyes are you an arsehole, Dodd? If I could use that term.
Well, I don't know.
Someone's bottom opening. Whose eyes are you a bottom opening?
That's all I've got.
Well, so you've got Lee Matthews was number one
on
Mix.
That's what I was told.
Who told you?
You never disclose the source of information. I might want to go back there for some more information.
Okay, we'll see if you can get the other people. So I don't know where this is headed, but I got a browbeating from Mike. I rang him because Rod was on the end of a browbeating, said you shouldn't disclose private conversations. And I said to Mick, I said, well, hang on. I said, I just said, Rod said there's a function going, Mick's going to, and I said, are you going to it? He said, no, I wasn't invited. That's how it started. He didn't blab his mouth off Rod here. And Mick said, why are you doing this? And I said, so he tore me a new one too, Mick.
He tore you a new one?
He tore me a new one, Mick.
A new one?
Yeah, speaking of arseholes, Don, you tear you a new arsehole because, you've let something go that it was meant to be private. Speaking of that, Don, we had a animated...
Still stuck on. You tore me...
Tore me a new one. That means me a new one. You ripped someone a new bottom
I've
open.
Never heard of
Who
that.
Who called me an arsehole?
Well, if you got him in alphabetical order, that's just Adams, Anglis, Bainbridge, Belcher, Bennett, Bingley, Black, Blazy, Carter, Chambers, Cheney, Cliff, Codrington, Coles, Coleman, Corbett, Cox, Cunning. These are in alphabetical order. Davidson, Farron, Fenton, Finlay, Fraser, Gatenby, Gray, Hamilton, Horton, Hedstrom, Hill, Hill, Douglas, Hingley. I can mix them up if you like, but McKinnon, McCallum, McCracken, McDonald, McKenzie, Mabley, Smith, Maher, Mather, Mims, Mitchell, Mortimer, Myatt, Nicholson, Paid Sharp, Palmer, Payne, Pickett, Heaps, Pisterman, Priestley, Rasmussen, these are the people in order who call him an arsehole. Reed, Rennie, Riley, Ripper, Russell, Wright, Thomas, Trewick, Weber, Westcott, White, Willis, Wilmot, Wilson, Woods, Rate, Ugala. They're all the people that just off the top of my head call him an arsehole.
That was a roll call from Geelong Grammar.
Yeah, it was. Now, Don. I spoke to Mick and he said,
We moved on now. Come on, that's done. That's a nice way to punctuate it.
We're just tidying this up now. I spoke to Mick after he berated me and I said, settle down, Mike. I said, come on, Spaz, settle down. And he said, well, we haven't discarded him completely or overlooked. He still might get an invite. I said, well, Mick.
I wouldn't accept it.
No, not now.
No,
I said to Mick, I said, I'll tell you what I'd do if I was you. This will test your gumption, Mick. Why don't you ask him and see if he'll come? I'll tell you what he'll tell you to do. He'll tell you to get fucked nice and proper. He said, do you reckon he'd do that? And I said, probably. I said, seeing as we've had to coax you into asking him.
No, I've already been told I missed out.
He's missed out.
There's more famous people to invite.
That's right.
Yeah, people that didn't even work there, like Lee Matthews. Yeah. So, Don.
There's autographs to be collected.
So, Don. Now, speaking of, we had a robust conversation with a bloke here. We haven't been on since New Year, have we? This is the first. What's the date today? The 6th?
5th. 6th, you're right.
6th. We haven't been on since New Year, so you had a good New Year, did you? Just rested?
In bed at 9:30.
With anyone?
No.
In bed looking for work?
Work in bed?
Yes, in bed looking for work. you know, had someone in there trying to exercise the option?
No, you asked me. No.
No. Okay. So Don, we had a robust conversation with someone last week after the show, because you had been precluded from entering a show jumping event.
Oh no.
So I know this is a private conversation, but I was part of it. Rod actually taped, I'm not sure we should say we taped the conversation, but we rang up Don, you rang up a man, I won't mention his name because I can't remember it, who was running a horse riding equestrian event, and you said to him, I pick up hurdles and rails and I'm a contributor, why can't I get an entry into this horse riding event? And the bloke said, well, because it's all booked out. And you said, well, I enter online and as soon as the entries are open, I hit the go button and they're all sold out.
Well, do you know they were all sold out prior? They had opened, the entries opened on Monday, last Monday, and it was already full because you now buy your way into an event.
I see. So
it's an elite sport now.
Well, it is becoming very good, right? It is becoming very elite.
To let the listener know, Don, just go through. You are absolutely obsessed with show jumping. I've been and seen you do it.
Well, I'm interested, but
you're very interested.
You pay.
And you couldn't
your
get
subscriptions for the year through to the association.
How much?
$500.
Right,
now,
a lot of money.
It's not.
It is.
But anyway, you cannot.
As much as
you cannot
costing
get to
your
a
car
show
to get
because
fixed.
Everybody wants to go show jumping for some reason at the moment, and it is very, very difficult.
Everyone.
I've got to travel to Mortlake this week to jump. It's only a small show, and that's why it hasn't. The entries haven't filled.
You're
so
going down
to
Mortlake to get a jump, are you?
Just to get a jump.
Geez, I can just go around the corner here to get that.
Exactly, and get a jump. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going down to Mortlake because you've been precluded from going to the Lang Lang one, which was what you were trying to get into. But it was
I may even, that Lang Lang show, I might even have to drive to, I'm contemplating, Mount Gambier.
Well.
Because you just can't, the only other show on is Mount Gambier that weekend.
Well, you wouldn't believe. We've got a contributor from Mount Gambier who sent in some material for us to use. Isn't that extraordinary that you might... you think I'm making that up? This man has sent in a person, I shouldn't identify who it is. He sent in some material that he said we might be able to use. He thought it was extremely humorous, some anecdotes, true stories about that we might be able to use on the podcast here. Well, I'll give you just a sample of one of them. Right. Will I give you a sample? No, don't look at me like that. This is true. I can show you the... I'm not making this up. Will I go on with this, Rocket?
Yeah.
Why do you need his verification to go?
Well, you're looking pensive because...
I don't know where this is going.
Well, you're going to Mount Gambier.
I never know where it's
you
going.
Can't, you're going to Mount Gambier because you can't get a gig show jumping.
Yeah, there's a jump at Geelong too, but the ground's hard there, I've been told. So I may do Geelong. I don't know. But it's 3 days of show jumping
so,
at Mount
Gambier. But you can't get in.
Can't get into the local show. It's becoming elitist.
And he said, the man I spoke to, I rang in on your behalf, and you heard me because it was on speakerphone. I said to him, whatever his name is, I said, Bobby, I said, how can Don, who just lives for this, I said, he lives for it. How can Don get a gig in this thing if it's all sold out before the entries go on sale? And he said, well, you've got to be a sponsor. I said, well, look, I'll sponsor him. I said, we could, the podcast, you cannot be serious. We'll throw money at the competition and we'll sponsor Don. He said,
because
well, it's too late.
Because we make so much.
Yeah. Well, I'll do it. He said, well, because it's all sold out anyhow and the sponsors get first gig, first right of refusal. I said, well... then how can the average Joe, like Don is, the average Joe, he said, what, does he want special treatment? I said, no, all he wants to do is just take his horses down there and have his friends come down. Rod and I were coming down with a little picnic blanket. We were going to sit and watch you fucking manhandle the horses and swear at them. And we were going down to Lang Lang. And he said, well, I'm sorry, it's booked out.
Did he hang up in your ear?
I don't know. We'll play the... We'll play
no,
the
we won't. He hung up on...
No, we won't.
We won't play. So you're going to Mount Gambier. Now, this is a contributor from Mount Gambier.
Oh, good.
Well, I'll read it out. Well, he says this is true and we might find this humorous, all right? So you're going to be the litmus test here. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you know this man. I won't mention his name. Barney McCusker. I won't mention his name, but this is it. Many years ago in Melbourne, a woman was living with her 5-year-old daughter. A house was being renovated next door and the child sat watching the builders all day. So this woman was, her 5-year-old daughter was watching the builders all day. And she was just watching them build.
Yeah, I understand. I've got the guest. Thank you.
The builders chatted to the child, engaged in her in conversation, and during the week and in the end of the week, gave her an envelope with a little payment for, you know, contributing. Yeah. It was just some coins, just to look as though she'd been earning money, with coins in it. The child was excited at being paid. He says this is true. It was paid and brought, I should say, Mick would pick me up on that, brought this home to his mum, who was equally excited that the builders had been so engaged and chanting and so inclusive with her daughter, the young 5-year-old. Mum said to the daughter that they would go down to the local bank on Monday and they'd deposit her first paying job into the bank. On Monday morning, the mother and her 5-year-old daughter go to the bank and up to the teller. And then he's got, this is mum he's got here. This is in quotes. My daughter has come to deposit her first pay in your bank. Tell her. And tell me, young lady, patronising to the young 5-year-old, what have you been doing to earn this money, child? Last week I helped build a house. Tell her. And are you planning to build any further houses in the future? Yes, says the child, if we can get the fucking bricks. Obviously, the builder. Oh, obviously, she's overheard the builder.
Did he write that? Give us a look.
Obviously, she's overheard the builder saying, we can't get the fucking bricks. And the kid is.
Yeah,
just,
I got it. Yeah. Thank you.
What do you think? I made that up.
I didn't know if he put --- or what. He's a very proper man.
He is a very proper man, but that's not him swearing.
I know.
The child was swearing. I could give you the other one about olive oil, but he sent a couple in, so he's a contributor. We've got a contributor, but luckily we didn't mention his name.
Could you help me out? I've got my Christmas gift again. Bought it in. You know, I wish.
Brought it
I
in.
I didn't know.
Brought it in.
Brought it in.
Brought it.
No.
You bring it with you.
You buy something and you bring something. Mick has been on to me for all my life about that, Mick Sheehan. You know, the man who's asked selectively Lee Matthews number one on the list to go to the
I've just Fox out reunion. A card. It's like Trivial Pursuit.
Pursuit. Pursuit, you said. Pursuit. Go on. Go on, pursuit.
Can I open my mouth? The sexual act.
What?
You've got four options. I'll give you four options. I'll give you the question. And four options.
Did you say sexual act?
Yes, I did. I started. That was the second word. The sexual act of bending your knees and placing them on your partner's shoulders with a pillow under your hips while they perform oral on you is commonly referred to as... Now, did you get the question?
Hang on. People have been put off air for this stuff. Go again.
Yeah, let's ask. What's his name?
Scotty Cummings got put off air for this nonsense.
So should I put this back in the box?
No, I want to see if I can understand the question. If you could read it properly.
Okay,
read it properly.
Well, there you are. You're such a.
Yeah, I am. The sexual act of bending your knees and placing them on your partner's shoulders with a pillow under your hips while they perform oral sex on you is commonly referred to as A. And these are the options.
Sleeping body. I'm still trying to get my head around what he's doing.
Sleeping body.
No, hang on. The term refers to, what is it called? Sleeping body.
Sleeping booty.
Booty? Well, I don't know. Give us a
sleeping
little
bit. Sleeping booty.
Okay, the options are sleeping booty.
As in sleeping beauty, yeah, but booty.
Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Yeah, yes.
David Copperfield, Colgate, Total. So what is the answer? I don't understand.
I'm not getting involved in this one.
The act of putting your knees on your partner's back while he or she gives you oral sex.
The sexual act of bending your knees and placing them on your partner's shoulders with a pillow under your hips while they perform oral sex on you is commonly referred
just
to
a minute,
as...
Just a minute, Don. Just no, Rod, if
don't talk to me.
If you could lie down. No, I'm going to... Mate, I can't understand. I've got to kneel on... Lie down there. Righto. He's lying down, right? Now I'm on his... Rod.
No, he's got to be bending his... Bend your knees. Rod, bend your knees and place them on his shoulders.
He places them on... Well,
on your shoulders. You get down there so he can put his...
All right, well, hang on a minute.
Yeah,
no,
right.
I'm down. So I'm bending my knees.
Now he's got to put a pillow under his hip. Rod, you got that...
Who's bending down?
You just stay there. We've got to get a pillow for Rod to put under his hips.
Yes, okay.
And so while he's in that position, you perform oral sex on him.
I'm getting a pillow off the couch here. I've got one. Go on, now what?
Okay, well, now you've got to, while the pillow's there, perform oral sex.
Just a minute. I'm on my
knees.
He's
got his legs in the air. Yeah, well, you can see that. You put the pillow under his hips,
yeah.
Okay, and now you perform oral sex. You've got to bend your knee.
I do it on him,
yes.
Or he on me?
No, you on him. I think it is. Sexually placing your knees on your partner.
I can't keep this position much longer.
No, I know. Okay, well, stand up. You got the idea. Get back in your chair. Now, what is it called? I've given you the four options. You want me to give them again?
Yeah.
Okay. It's
who said I was an arsehole?
Go on, Don.
Sleeping Beauty.
Booty. Yeah.
Snap, Crackle, Pop. David Copperfield. Colgate.
So David
Total.
Copperfield is a magician. I don't presume that's... I'm not sure why I'd be called David Copperfield. The other one was what? The last one?
Colgate.
Colgate. That's Total. A ring of confidence, I suppose, isn't it?
Snap, Crackle, Pop.
That's the rice bulb. I would go Snap, Crackle, Pop because
okay,
you'll snap your back, it'll go crack, and then you'll pop into his head, mouth.
Well, it's called a David Copperfield.
Why?
Oh, don't ask me.
Oh, you don't know why?
Because
you've got
to
be a magician
back
to
in
get
the box.
Into that position.
And if Susie O'Brien's listening, I had nothing to do with any of that.
What's Susie O'Brien?
When she writes the article about how you two...
Who's Susie O'Brien?
From the Herald Sun, that likes to have a go at Sam.
What is she doing?
Well, she had a go at... she went hard at Ralph and Dane Swan about that when
they
went through
all that. Well, there's the pot calling the kettle black. I tell you what, when she came out with that stuff, there was an alphabetical list of people who slagged her for some of her actions in the past.
Talking about the newspaper, why weren't you in the AFL rich lists who've made it after football?
You shaped it, Don.
You must be telling me what you're talking about, please.
Well,
is this Miss Byrne?
Yes.
Oh, Miss Byrne. Did you work out when you spoke to her? She called Miss or Moose?
She shared the byline with another reporter.
Oh, yeah.
And they put down people who'd done well, or footballers that had done well since their football days. Monetary wise.
No, I wasn't in business.
Yes, you are. What do you call this? This is a business. You treat it as a business. Entertainment business.
What? You cannot be serious. This is a business. You don't get
not
paid for
this,
it.
But you were doing television.
No,
nah,
that's
doing,
not a business.
It is.
That's
well, what
of
is
course it is.
That's
it's just successful. Who's
it
made
is.
Money since footy? That's exactly what it is.
That's right.
No, I've made money.
You'd be right up the top.
Not at all.
Well, who else would be in front of you?
Well, all the people that were mentioned by... Ms. Byrne.
And her other byline.
Well, who was her other byline?
I don't know.
All right.
They shared the article.
All right, well, Ms. Byrne, she mentioned people who are mega stars and wealthy people.
What? Like
I don't know. You're telling it. Who was on it? Oh. Greg Williams?
No,
he wasn't, was he?
Greg Williams
but
would be up
there.
But
where you draw the line is somebody that's come up through the corporate field
yes.
or someone who's actually put his balls on the line and put his own money up and made it that way.
I've put my balls on the line. But I haven't come up through the corporate field.
I understand that, but there were one or two there that did, and I don't consider them to be successful.
Oh, no, they'd be
successful. You've got to lie, cheat and whatever else to get up there in the corporate world.
Good at that. I would pale into insignificance against that. I don't even know who the people were.
But you would.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't, Donald. I think if we could get someone to tell us what a David Copperfield is. What is a David Copperfield if you are performing oral sex?
I told you what a David Copperfield is.
What is it? No, but why is it called that?
We didn't get it.
I don't know.
David Copperfield.
It's an American game.
He was a woman. He was a man that went out with that film star. What was her name?
Claudia Schiffer.
Yes, Claudia Schiffer. Is she a film star?
No.
Oh, well, she's a model. She's not obese, is she? She wasn't on the front of Cosmopolitan. The huge ass sticking out the back of her leotards. Don, Claudia Schiffer and David Copperfield were...
David Copperfield's a fairy tale, isn't he? Wasn't he hands...
Oh, David Copperfield.
Going back to the Middle Ages, wasn't that a children's story?
Copperfield, yeah, that's right. W.C. Fields played. Yes, he did. Not David Copperfield, was it? Yeah, it was too. So he's taken the name, the stage name, off David Copperfield,
it's
hasn't he?
It's a medieval...
well, I don't know. Rod's desperately trying to find what a David Copperfield is.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to get the name. David Copperfield is the eighth novel by Charles Dickens.
That's it.
Yes, and Charles W.C. Dickens. Fields played him.
What, in the film adaptation?
Pygmalion, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Was it Pygmalion? Oh, I happen to know what idea I'm talking about. Go on, give us another one to clean that up, Don, about oral sex.
I've done a lot of intelligent work this week under General.
And it is the magician as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
so you must be a magician to get your body into those particular parts.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of like a Houdini type of arrangement.
Anatomically, it's impossible to almost manipulate your body so you can have oral sex in that position. I presumed on. I couldn't work out how to do it, and I lay on the floor with a pillow under me coit.
Rod had the pillow under his hips.
That's where I went wrong.
That's where you've mucked it.
When he unbuckled his belt, and I thought, oh, holy mackerel, he's going to go on with this. I thought, no, we'll wind this up right now. I don't think we have to do it completely as is.
Okay, you're ready for this one.
Yes.
Which famous actress once hired a hitman to kill her because she thought... Kill her because she thought murder would be easier on her family than suicide.
Right.
So a woman, an actress, has hired a hitman to kill her, so she thought it'd be easier on her family than suicide. Now, the options are Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie, Anne Hathaway... and Reese Witherspoon.
So this is in a movie script, is it?
No, the way I interpret this, is in normal, everyday life.
Well, they're still kicking.
She wanted to commit suicide, do away with herself, so she hired a hitman, or wanted to hire a hitman to murder her.
If I was this size on Eddie's show, I'd go through the options. Jennifer Aniston, I think, broke up with Brad Pitt, and that might have just got her a little bit down or depressed. That could be it. Reese Witherspoon, was he killed with a knife? No, Witherspoon.
Can we just digress? We'll come back to this.
Yes.
In the paper at the moment, you know, Damien Hardwick and...
Why did you pause that?
Because I just thought you just said about Brad Pitt would be upset. I wonder about the boyfriend of the girl. He'd be very upset too, wouldn't he? There's a lot of victims, aren't there, in a... marriage breakup or a relationship breakup.
So here's my... we're getting on to Damien Hardwick.
Anyway, you just talked about Jennifer Aniston. You just brought up about Brad Pitt, and it just twigged me about...
Not bad. Fair enough.
No, I just thought about it. Well, there's a lot of losers in a breakup, isn't there, a relationship breakup?
A couple at least.
There's a lot.
All right, well, we'll get on to that in a minute because I have...
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I think you don't talk about that specific.
I didn't want to talk about that lunch either. You brought it up.
Oh, that's easy. You're chicken feet. Who are you?
I'm an arsehole.
Jeez.
Well, there's some unclear details about. It's a public discussion.
Hang on. We're not going to talk about Damien Hardwick.
No, we are.
Why?
Well, you brought it up. There's some unclear events about Damien Hardwick.
Can we get back to the question?
Yes.
Okay. Which famous actress?
Yes, I heard that.
Okay. Well, Jennifer Aniston, yes. And you told me about Brad Pitt, which tweaked me.
Yes.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, well, she had to have two mastectomies because she had wanted to have her breasts off because of breast cancer in her family, yes, which she has had done.
And she also broke up with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, also. Oh, hello.
Does that make you think of Damien Hardwick again?
No. He just tweaked something. Go on. He said, Anne Hathaway.
I can't speak of Anne. I'm not sure what's
happened. Okay, what about Reese Witherspoon?
Well, with a spoon or with a knife, did she try and kill herself?
Okay,
with a spoon.
So give me the answer quick. You have four of them.
Angelina Jolie.
I'm going Jennifer.
Well done. Take the chocolates, Rodney Law.
And who is...
Angelina Jolie.
And who is her father?
Don't tell me he played Midnight Cowboy.
Yes.
John Voight.
Yes, yep. Well done.
Did you see that show, Joe? I couldn't understand it at the time.
So
Midnight Cowboy, yes, did you watch it, Joe? Yes. Dustin Hoffman. And
yes, John Voight.
It was a sad movie, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, sad. I cried my eyes out.
Now, you don't have to cry. You can just sit there after and say, well, what was the purpose of that?
All right. Well, I did do that, all that. And now, Don.
You wouldn't. You're as deep as a puddle.
You're swimming in the shallow end of the gene pool, Don. Now, Don. So it is out there in the
I've done days of work for this segment. Well, go ahead. Not one topic has been brought up.
We're not finished yet.
We're not finished yet.
We've got plenty of time.
People will be turning off by now.
Oh, don't worry. If they're still with us, they'll hang in there now.
People are turning off. Don, we don't do this for any monetary gain. We only do this to amuse ourselves. And if people listening find it half interesting or amusing, so be it. We only just come here. Just the only time I see you since I've stopped playing football with you have been these 2 hours I spend every Wednesday just looking at you across the table, and they're some of the best times of my life, Don. So
oh,
I don't.
Shit, you haven't got a life.
None.
You got nothing going on in your
nothing.
Life. Exactly. Well,
that's why I'm here
you.
Doing this. And if people want to listen,
you should be spending time with your grandchildren.
Well, have you been able to, Don?
Why?
Well, because there's been a Chinese virus that has swept the world, has stopped us from visiting anyone, and it's about to rear its ugly...
Hey, well done.
It's about to rear its ugly head again, Don.
Again.
And people are just overlooking the fact that they're starting to hone in on where it actually started and why, at last. Because the election in the States is over, so they can now speak honestly. They say it has been genetically engineered in Wuhan, and it has been delivered by the Chinese government. This is what they're saying. This is not what I'm saying. And it has been let loose, specifically on the North American continent, to thwart the rise or the march of the Trump regime pushing back on China.
Do you know that it started to be reported on by the ABC journalist about 12 months ago, but it didn't, it might have started in November, but the Chinese were very much aware of it and wearing face masks and getting out of Wuhan, but it wasn't being reported here because of the bushfires.
Right.
And it only raised its head in, late February, early March. So it had been going on a while, so it was being superseded or overlooked because of the bushfires we had in Australia. Maybe if we didn't have the bushfire...
And Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden,
What's he got to do with it?
Well, they were doing huge business with the Chinese, and because the corrupt media is on Biden's side trying to get rid of Trump, they didn't report on that either. They reported on Trump being impeached for a phone call he had with the Ukrainian president.
But that's years ago.
That was last year while all this was going on. Now, Don.
What about talking to your mate Trump? What about that telephone conversation I heard? Perfectly. He rang,
perfectly what, reasonable.
Ringing the Secretary of State of Georgia.
Yes.
Saying, just, hey, fix this up.
Yes, saying, why don't you look into further the vote rorting and the rigging of the votes and how they were, no one was allowed to oversee it, no one was allowed to scrutinise it. How about, before they take the election off the Republicans completely corruptly, how about you investigate how the vote went? That's all he's asking, and quite rightly so. Now, Don. Damien Hardwick. Well, I'm only mentioning this because we should have an opinion on this, because at some stage, I presume Mr. and Mrs. Hardwick, Mrs. Hardwick and Mr. Hardwick were fond of one another. In fact, I would even go so far as to say they were in love with one another. But as you've experienced, and I have, and plenty of people have, Rod has, although he's never been married, have you?
No.
No. As you break up for various reasons. So, unfortunately, because he's in the public eye, it has become a talking point. Now, my question is, they were citing the fact that the COVID lockdown was the origins of the relationship with this woman, girl, person who worked alongside Damien. We think that that's not quite right. It doesn't matter if it's not right, but let's just get the time frame so everyone starts these rumours and gossip and speaks crap about what's going on. And incidentally, I'm not sure why Damien Hardwick or the girl or the woman can't do whatever they like, but other people get involved and it becomes a salacious conversation. But we were told that the relationship started due to COVID. This is not as we understand it, because the man sitting beside me, the Rocket, and the person who used to be on this podcast...
Oh, good on you.
What do you mean, oh, good on you? What do you mean, good on you?
Yeah, hang on. This is not...
Don't sit there, Rod. What is he...
No, Don, I'm getting to it. Don't worry, he's not going to stop me. Because this is not a private conversation. This is a fact. The man sitting here beside me, Rocket, saw Damien Hardwick and the said girl, woman. I'm sorry I keep calling her a girl, but I call her a girl because anyone's a girl to me because I'm... nearly dead. So
you're nearly...
Well, because she's a 20... How old is she? How old is she, Rod, do you think?
Know.
When you saw her in the street with arm in arm with Damien in May, did you not?
You're an arsehole.
Did you not see...
I saw something that I thought was unusual.
You saw something.
I saw something unusual and I sent a message to somebody.
You sent a message to Mike?
No, somebody else.
Oh,
and I said,
yep.
Is there been some sort of news that I've missed about a split? And that person dismissed it, right? It was probably the wrong person to go to because they're a bit close to Richmond.
Yeah, I think so.
And I took that on face value and... kept it under my hat, and now that knowing what we know now,
didn't you go to coffee the next day?
Someone else did. Someone else then saw.
Hang
the
on, I thought you went to coffee the next day.
Yes, and Mick Sheehan.
Oh
no, that's what? All right to say that.
We told Mick you, Sheehan, not me.
Mick, that this is all right, Mick. If I was with
it's
you,
fair to say, me and Mick aren't going to get on ever again, are we?
No, Mick I'm not,
told us both this, by the way. I haven't said this bit. Michael, if you're listening, this is not talking.
Tipping Mick in. This is Rod saw Damien and the person, the woman.
A person,
arm in arm, walking down the street in May. And he said, look, who is that? And then Mick Sheehan said the next day he saw them as well. And that's...
Mick, I didn't say this. You told him that.
Mate, that's...
I'm just...
That is a fact, though.
It's getting nasty, this.
That is a fact. If I'd been... Well, I don't know why I wasn't with you. If I'd seen them, I would have said that as well. That's... So,
I kept it under my hat, though. I was told that it wasn't. I was mistaken. Hey, and so I took that on face value.
You and Mick had this conversation.
Yeah, I know that, but I still did take it on. I kept it under my hat, though, and that's all. But
only back in April,
May, we had this conversation outside his coffee shop. Eamon's very successful coffee shop in Bridge Road in Richmond, which has extraordinary coffee opposite the Epworth. It's called Horse to Water. It's some of the best coffee I've ever...
Hasn't Eamon bought a...
Pub, yes. So just hang on.
Underbull.
Don.
Anyway, Don.
Don.
Let's finish a thought.
So we were discussing this outside, and this is not a personal conversation. And I said, Rod said, I think they have been doing this well before COVID because I saw them in May, which doesn't matter when they were doing it. When they were doing it, but this is how people jump from one rumor to another. Doesn't matter when they started doing it; they're doing it. Or they're going out with one another or whatever. And he said it started in May. And Mick said, well, that's interesting because I saw them the next day coming out of a similar coffee. It wasn't his coffee shop, Horse to Water. But it started in May. And people said it was as a result of the COVID lockdown. And that's why Damien and Mrs. Hardwick had been separated, but in May they weren't. So that's why
we don't know that. It's only we're basing that on what we're reading, aren't we?
Of course.
We should just stay out of it.
Stay out of it.
Hey, but there is a bigger issue.
Oh, we should stay
this.
Out of
no,
it. Well,
hang on.
Let's just pretend we haven't had any of this conversation. But that's everyone
let's
is
just
tweaking.
Start again.
Mrs. Hardwick.
Should this come under sport?
Sort of.
Because the bigger issue is Richmond were playing football. And they win a grand final. Now, they've got this going on. They've got Sydney Stack and the other guy being, banished?
Actually, wasn't Sydney Stack going out with one of the female Richmond players? Why wasn't that a problem?
Yes.
No, that was an AFL.
But still, same company.
That's
same
what he said. Female Richmond players.
Hang on,
he said
it's
that.
It's been going on at the AFL for years.
But I'm just saying, why is this a matter for the Hardwicks. It's not a matter for the Richmond Footy Club.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, good.
It's been going.
Yes.
God.
That's what we're saying, Don.
You know what the problem is?
And then Mrs. Cotchin.
Sorry, listen. The problem is, the whole problem with this is that, and I've said it before, players. The game is about players. AFL is about players. You are not, as media, allowed access to the players, and consequently you can't do stories. And so you've got to do something around. So you pick up all this gossip and the political intrigue that goes on behind the scenes. The people who make the game, the players, are not out there being written about or spoken about or whatever else. The players, so you've got
and
to
that's
get into
why
all, because, John, a lot of this stuff went on in our day.
Of course.
In our day, and nothing
you went
was
through
said.
Every person that has ever got a job at Hawthorn, you went systematically... systematically.
We can bring up a lot
this
of
is
stuff.
The, this, no, no,
let's not go. Just,
this is what will happen, though. Don. Don.
I have a listener, the angel over here.
This is what will happen, though. The media will get blamed for, and including ourselves here.
No, we won't.
Poking our noses into this, right? And
I
it's
agree.
Got nothing to do with us, and that'll be the problem.
Exactly.
But here's the problem. It's in the paper today that Brooke Cotchin, Trent's wife, posted on Instagram this photo. I'll show
but listen,
you.
Hang
on,
we're
Don. Just adding
and this
fuel
is,
to
and
no.
this says, of a picture of Mrs. Hardwick with her son.
Yes.
And says, strength, hang on, let me read it, it's hard to read. Strength, courage and dignity. That's, don't, just leave it go. Don't get involved.
So
exactly.
Mrs. Cotchin.
But the media will get blamed for this. When the truth of the matter is.
We're not the
this
media.
Is in, this, they're going to, if they do this, they're going to imply.
So Mrs. Cotchin has got a picture of Mrs. Hardwick's daughter.
No, Mrs. Hardwick with her kid, with the Cotchin's kid.
Mrs. Hardwick is holding
one of the Cotchin's kids.
Cotchin kids, and Mrs. Cotchin has said strength, integrity, and honour or valour or
strength, courage, and dignity.
Strength, courage, and dignity. Don.
I didn't also add to the other side the domestic harmony without in that bubble by Richmond. Brendan Gale had to fly up there halfway through. Halfway through that thing and settled things down. So how they won a premiership.
And do you know who wrote a letter to the coach during the crisis?
A letter?
A letter. wrote a letter to him saying, settle down, you're going well, and if I can be of any help or solace or comfort to you. Who wrote to him?
I don't know.
Oh, don't
he
you?
He rang him.
Oh, he rang him, did he?
Who?
Personal phone call to a collect call to Damien collect. Hardwick from an ex-Richmond coach who's never received any comment, never received...
No, hang on. Are you talking about Tony Jewell?
Yes.
Tony sent a text.
Oh, well,
he was asked by Brendan Gale to send a text.
Yes, I said that. I said a letter.
No, you said he wrote him a letter.
Oh, well, he's written on the text machine.
Text on your mobile.
Yes,
anyway,
he's text.
Welcome what? To 2021. Come on.
No, so
come on what?
Well, so why, don't you reckon that's a bit... What? Tell us more about that then in this context of this.
Yes.
Tell you about what?
You said all this was going on while... And Brendan Gale had to go and speak to...
No, he went up to the hub.
Yes.
And the two players got banished. I reckon nearly the whole team would have been out on the tear that night. They just happened to go down and get a souvlaki or something.
Souvlaki, yep.
Hmm? Where were the boys? All traced back to the hub, I suppose, after going out.
But the whole this started because they said the relationship between Damien and the girl started due to the hub, and we're saying no.
I think there are a lot of other issues.
Started
going on
in May.
Didn't Richmond send a camera crew up there or something to trace their
camera crew? Richmond
or document life in the hub this year.
Wasn't that the book?
Was it a book?
I can't remember.
Yeah, there is a book called The Hard Way.
Plagiarised
the name from Hawthorne.
That's right. You said that.
Plagiarised.
I think you're right, though. I think I do remember hearing something about a film crew capturing this whole thing.
Just to finish this off, Rocket.
Oh, cool.
You said Mrs. Hardwick then posted on her Instagram feed or...
And this is in the paper as well.
This is in the paper. We're not making this up. She said, read out what she said.
Oh, great.
What she said. So the girls and the boys, they're adding fuel to all this. They're all just putting their two bobs worth in. And we're just commenting on the fact that people break up with various people, and that's the way it is. But
She wrote, listen to this, Don.
This included this quote. Mrs. Hardwick.
This is not her word. She included this quote.
This quote.
Fuck every single person.
Fuck every single person.
Can I finish this? I've got an echo. Everything I said, you repeated.
This is the quote, Don.
Fuck every single person that took advantage of your kindness and mistook it for weakness.
So that's what Mrs. Hardwick retorted to the ongoing...
I don't know. Why do people do...
They're hurt.
Beg your pardon?
Hurt.
Yeah. Hurt. But no,
they're emotional.
Why do you go on social? Why are you involved in? You're in it. So what is it called? Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram.
You're on Instagram.
Yeah, and tweet.
You're on Twitter.
Twitter.
Why do you do?
Well, I'm not
Facebook,
banned.
Facebook.
Yeah, that's same thing. Facebook and Instagram.
Why
isn't
do you do
it?
It?
I don't know.
Why do people do this?
Well, because they like to have their penneth worth. They like to just dip their.
You Sam on Facebook,
just,
Rob?
No, Sam just likes attention.
Yeah, we're trying to seek attention. That's right. Because I haven't had enough of that. So there we are. So that's all we're saying is that the press have got this probably a little skewed when they say that the relationship was due to the hub. We have we when I say Rod and Mick have evidence that not evidence, but they've seen them.
We could have been mistaken.
This podcast has gone down a level.
I agree.
Let's get out of this, please.
All right. Well, bring some topics up that you.
Well,
have.
What would you like?
Well,
to
we've
talk?
Got about a minute left before we get on to sport.
We've talked about, what about those protesters in Sydney? Did you see people about personal freedom, not allowed to wear masks, or not wearing masks in Sydney? They've got 138 cases.
I'm hoping around the streets late at night. I'm worried because you ain't treating me right. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you, babe.